Martins on the radio, or I don't. And you can never hear enough House Martins on the radio. Say I, David Tennant, standing in for Sarah Cox. I wonder if Sarah Cox would say that about the House Martins. I suspect not. Welcome to the show. My first guest tonight is an actor currently giving people indigestion up and down the nation as the Reverend Ozzie Whitworth in Poldark. Mercifully much more digestible in real life. Welcome, Christian Brassington.
Thank you for having me, David Tennant.
Yeah, come on. Here we are. Now, first of all, correct my pronunciation. Poldark. No.
Well,
no. Poldark. Poldark.
So the show is called Poldark. That's what everybody calls it. Yeah. That's what we all call it.
So it's inevitable.
But if you ever say his name in the show, you have to say Poldark.
So are you saying that Poldark is not the name of the... That Poldark's the name of the show, not the name of the lead character?
I haven't thought about it that much. Oh, I think that
Christian.
It's just because no one pronounces it like that, do they? But if you think about it, Penzance, Polzeth.
Is that how it was arrived upon?
Did
production kind of give you a breakdown of...
They didn't tell me exactly where it came from because it's been around for a long time. Poldark is how you absolutely have to say it. There's lots of chat about saying the names correctly.
You do say it very well.
Thank you.
Not all your cast members are quite so consistent.
No, well, they're very bold character choices that people are making.
That's what it is.
And I support them in that.
Yes. And you know about bold character choices. He's a bold character.
He is a bold character.
Yes.
He's something else, isn't he?
He's not... You don't immediately... I don't want to address the elephant in the room, or rather, the lack of the elephant in the room,
right,
if I may say. Can we talk about the physical transformation?
We can, if you wish.
Because
you're
in the middle of this enormous series that goes out on BBC One every Sunday.
Yes.
Millions of people are watching you every weekend.
Yes.
But if they saw you in the street right now, you don't really look the same.
No, thank goodness. No, I don't get recognised at all, because...
Not at all?
No, not really. I had to do a film recently down in Cornwall.
Yeah.
And they love it down in Cornwall, which is great.
Sure.
And I sort of shaved my demi beard off.
Okay, I'm glad that's haircut. Where you went with that.
Yes. And I instantly, overnight, people kept coming up to me then and saying, oh, you're that horrible vicar.
Oh, so
the telly.
Because you've got a bit of scruff
I think so,
a bit on
of
your
scruff,
chin at the
yeah.
moment, which the Reverend doesn't.
He does not. But in and around London, it doesn't seem to happen so much.
Yeah.
Which I'm grateful for, because he's such a horrible, horrible character. But... Yeah, I suppose I don't really look like him.
Because we're on the wireless, which
yes.
it lacks pictures.
It does.
If you've seen the show on a Sunday night, BBC One, 9 o'clock, he's a larger gentleman than you now are.
Yes.
And that was a journey you went on.
It was. He's grotesquely overweight. He is a grotesque character.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make him as grotesque as possible. And there's no... gentle way of saying this, but he, in the books and in the scripts that we had, he crushes his wife with his weight in the I know, it's awful, isn't it, in the bedroom. And so it would have been slightly silly if he weren't overweight.
Yeah.
And make him as gross as possible. And also, I mean, there's a lot of good looking people in Poldark, isn't there?
So and you didn't want to compete.
I didn't want to compete. No, I got to the read through and you know, there are a couple of topless scenes in the original scripts we got, and your instinct as an actor is to go, well, I'm going to get into shape for this, so I've got to get my top off on the
so
telly.
So on the set of Poldark, are there lots of young bucks doing sort of sit-ups between takes?
Yeah, they're all doing all the action scenes.
Yeah.
I sit in a parlour and eat cake and drink canary wine, I think they call it.
But your hair is all curled up and you've got...
Yeah, they sort of do a perm in my hair with these bendies and then they put lots of grease through it and I wasn't allowed to wash it. And then I don't get any, you know... cover up or anything like that. They blotch me up. And this year I asked them to put eye bags on me as well.
Is there a certain liberal? Because obviously you're a dashingly handsome fellow.
Stop it.
I mean, I'm only saying I have to keep averting my eyes because
yes.
it's there's the brilliance. But is it quite liberating then to go on set and to think the worse I look, the worse I behave, the better?
I think so. I'm going to answer your question seriously as
sure.
an actor.
I'm asking you to answer. This is not flippant, Christian.
It's
this is serious stuff.
Good. Hard hitting. It's incredibly liberating to not worry about how you look, to not have that thing. We all want to look nice in real life, don't you? And I think that when you are on screen, you're aware that it's your image on there and there probably is a little bit of ego that seeps in. So to play a character like that and to just let all that go is really liberating. Yeah, it's great. I hope I can sort of have that or keep that sense of liberation with me and carry it forward.
And you don't get chased along the street by people recognising you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're now a very, you know, you've been training and you've been starving yourself.
Yeah, we could create pictures with words, couldn't we? We could sort of, I could, am I like The Rock?
I mean, like The Rock?
No.
Are you like a rock?
Yes.
I don't, but, you know, there's lots of rocks and they're all different shapes.
Lovely.
Lovely. Thank you for that. You're known, he's quite a sleazy character.
Awful.
Yeah. He's, again, how does one not talk about the fact that you have been featured in some of the, do we call them newspapers? Because of scenes that you have to perform, which, where you have to put bits of people's body in your mouth.
Yes, we should say toes, shouldn't we?
We probably should quite quickly. Yeah, we should probably get into that.
I think so.
Which is, obviously attracts quite a lot of attention.
It does. Yes, it's quite, sort of incredible how much attention it it gathers.
I'm interested in the prep for that scene, though. The sort of the production prep. from yourself, from the actresses involved.
Well, I did do a bit of research before we did it for the first. Yeah, I did.
There was practical research?
No, not practical research. I'd like to make that very clear. I couldn't find any literature in the local library, so I had to look at some specialist videos.
Oh dear!
Yeah, and that reaction you've just had is exactly my reaction as well. It wasn't a happy few minutes. I didn't stick around for very long. No, it was because it's not my cup of tea. Fair play to everybody. Absolutely. Do what you like. If it floats your boat, fantastic. But it's not for me. So it's quite.
But
it
is the Reverend Aussie's cup of tea.
It is the Reverend Aussie's.
Very much.
So you've got to go for it. You've got to go for it. And it was much worse coming back this series because I'd already done it. And
why? Because first time out, it's all new. Well,
it's
all
novel. New. It's the first time you sort of done it, and I'd made a big point about, you know, she'd have had a pedicure, won't she? And the feet will be clean, won't they? Because I'm just checking, but I'm just going to check again. And
but did the producers take it upon themselves to sort of talk hygiene with yourself and the people involved?
I just did increasingly desperate jokes with the hair and makeup department.
Right, until everyone got behind you.
Yeah, absolutely, until there was a mobile salon there.
Yeah.
And so the first time, just went for it. And the second time, when Daisy the prostitute and I got back together, no, not Daisy the prostitute, Rosa the prostitute, played by Daisy.
There we go.
Again, just want to clarify that.
And let's also talk about how Daisy had very clean feet.
Very
clean. She was a lovely girl.
Very clean feet, yeah. Yes. Slightly coconut aroma.
Okay.
Too much information.
Probably.
And this year was worse because we knew it was coming and we had to go and do it again. And I did say to the director, we can stop this. We don't have to do this.
was that a sort of plea?
Yes, very much a plea.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, from the very bottom of my heart.
Did you... Now, this character was originally played by Sir Christopher of Biggin.
Correct.
Of
course. Yes, the one
did
and only.
Did you watch the original show?
No, I didn't. I didn't think that would be very useful to do that, to watch another actor play... a part that I was playing. I'm very excited about seeing it one day.
Avoid, because it was originally big, the 70s, right?
Yeah, the 70s. Yeah.
Massive shows, as massive as it is now, I think.
Absolutely, I'm sure, yeah. And back in the day, the viewing figures were...
And before that it was books.
Correct.
Did you read the books?
No, because...
Did you do any research at all, Christian?
I ate a lot.
Sure.
And I watched some specialist videos.
Oh, dear. It's all gone a bit wrong. For full disclosure, we've known each other a rather long time.
We have,
which has been lovely. And I got given notes on you today.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I've got to show you to. I've shown them to you while we play a song.
Okay,
Matilda, play Shannon.